Max Vallis, obviously, we'll talk about him a little bit, and Patrick Anderson. We're starting to get healthy now. We're starting to get closer. So when I draw the team up on the dry erase board with the other coaches, I mean, look what we have, and now the depth, and guys have done it in games. I mean, we're going to have some tough decisions, but boy, is it going to be fun putting this team together down the stretch.
So the Huskies up 3-0. Max Vallis gets an unassisted goal. Jack Princeton scores, makes it 4-1. So I thought Vallis's goal was very big there, too,
huge,
to make sure.
Huge, oh yeah. You know, anytime you get a little more separation, but as they get one, you know, and that's a, you know, we're complete control, and here's game management, and I don't care if we're 10-0. You have to understand, you don't want to give them any life, any momentum, for a lot of reasons, but we took a bad penalty in the offensive zone. You know, we pinched, one of our defensemen pinched on one of their guys and sort of tripped them. I mean, all he had to do is just go up and stand next to him, and then I guess we had, you know, said something to the ref on his way to the box, and now we get a double minor, and I thought our penalty killing did a great job killing off, and I don't think it was a power play goal.
It was right at the end of the
power
play.
Yeah, we just stepped up on the ice, but we didn't get back in the play.
So they made it 4-1. Just trying to move ahead here. We get Brent Baltus then scores at the 18-19 from Alex Patan and Matt Roy. And then so we go in the third period. Tanner Carroll gets another goal, his power play goal at the 2:32 mark from Alex Patan and Shane Hanna. Joel Esperance gets a goal, his first goal of the game, his fifth of the season, second of the weekend. Second of the weekend from Mark Ock, or from Malcolm Gould and Blake Pietola again. And then we go to the third, it was still in the third period, leading 7-1. Joel Esperance gets another power play goal, this one at the 12:25 mark. Mark Ock and Blake Pietola get the assist.
Mark Ock stepping up on the play now in this power play. Esperance and the Huskies moving around. Matt Roy will pinch in. Gould getting it to Pietola, over for Ock. Ock walking in, and a glove save. Look behind, and they score. Now, the Huskies with their eighth goal of the game, another power play, and I don't think anybody knows who it went off of, but I think Esperance may have gotten this one.
And seeing it again, he reached over. We weren't able to see from our press box view, but he reached over and actually just shot it in.
Yeah, the puck, the goalie got a piece of it, a good hard shot, and I thought it was a real good save by the goaltender, but he couldn't corral it, and the puck was just lying there behind him on the goal line, and Joel came in and got probably one of the easiest goals he'll ever get.
And Blake Pietola with the assist, that is his 100th career point. Congratulations to him. Just an outstanding couple of games for Blake.
No question, and like I said, he's really lighting it up now. I mean, he's getting on fire, and I still think there's a little more there left in the tank, so but good for him, and he's dialed in, and we're going to need him, and we're going to need everybody going forward. But when your leaders are playing well and setting the example, I mean, it's huge for your team.
Max Vallis scores again, his second of the night. Reed Sturrows and Dylan Stamen get the assist, making it 9-1. And then we get our 10th goal of the game, and it is from one of my favorite players, Cliff Watson, from the point, 16:28, the time of the goal.
Back around now for the point. This is Watson. Slides it over to the point. Scores! Oh, there it is! Cliff Watson, his first goal with a goaltender in net.
So Cliff Watson made a joke about that after the game, too. So the other goal came on an empty net goal at Alabama Huntsville.
Well, yeah, and I think the guys gave it to Cliff a little bit, too, after the game. But couldn't happen to a nicer guy and just a wrist shot from the point. And I think this is the stage of the game where we got a couple power plays laid, and, then that was a power play goal. We're just trying to play everybody, you know. And, I feel bad. I wish there wasn't any power plays near the end there, but you have to ref the game and you have to continue to play the game.
Then Brent Baltus gets his fifth of the season. Tanner Carroll was on a mission. He was 1 point away from tying Blake Pietola's career points. Blake had 99 points looking for his, or I should say Tanner had 99 points looking for his 100th point.
Tanner Carroll with 99 points on his career. Minute left. Will Tanner Carroll get to the 100 mark here tonight? Across the line comes Carroll. Makes a move to his forehand. Shoots. Rebound. Baltus scores. And there's your 100th point for Tanner Carroll on the assist.
Baltus gets the goal. His fifth of the season. Mark Ock also assists on that goal. Tanner Carroll, congratulations. 100 points. That's his 22nd assist this season.
Well, he's having a fantastic year. And we always talk about we'd like our seniors to have their best year. their last year here. And you know, obviously Blake and Tanner are having their best years. And Blake Yettle, I think he might be having his best year too, numbers-wise. And, you know, Riley Sweeney's probably played his best hockey. So we're getting some real big contributions from our seniors, and they're playing well. But couldn't happen to a better young man than Tanner, and good for him. And he went to the net with some speed there. And that's what I like about our team. We talked about it in between the second and third period, how, you know, we had to finish this game. We have to finish this game because we could see this team another 4 or 5 weeks, and you want to make sure that you make a statement, that you make a statement to this team that, you know, if you happen to come back here, you know, we're going to be ready for you. So good for Tanner, and you don't want to give them any life. You don't want to give them that hope, you know. So it's good for Tanner to finish the game. Obviously, the point is huge, but I'm sure he'll take the win more than the point.
Did you, you and I talked a little bit about this, I felt on that last rush that he was on a mission to get that point.
Oh, wow. I mean, he blew by the guy. I mean, that might have been his best speed he showed all weekend, you know. And here you are, you're late in Saturday's game, and he just went flying by that defenseman. I mean, with such determination, and he got to the net and made a great play, and then, you know, cut across, and obviously Baltz just had to tap it in. You know, we had a few of those tap-ins this weekend, but we're getting there. We're getting to the net, and I think that's important.
100th point for Tanner Carroll. Two guys in the same night. That doesn't happen very often, Coach.
No, it doesn't. And like I said, it's a big milestone. You know, like I, you know, they've done a lot of good things. And, you know, one of the ways we measure, seniors can measure their time here is, have you left the program in better shape than where you found it? And that's, they're setting the bar high for next year's team, because they're doing a heck of a job leading this team. And they've been tremendous, you know, ambassadors for our program. And, you know, happy to see them have a lot of success.
All right, we'll take a break and be back. Let me just double check that Tanner Carroll assist. They have it as his 22nd. I guess that's right then.
Yeah, I'm not even sure. Yeah, I don't keep track of that. So, yeah. I'm glad you do, and somebody else does.
All right, well, I'll be back. Again, the final score was 11-1, Michigan Tech over Alabama Huntsville. 54 shots. Only gave up 12 shots in that game, and the Huskies 6-for-8 on the power play with 20 power play shots. I know you're probably most proud of the 12 shots given up.
Well, no question. Defense, you know, you're going to get in situations that we've been in there where you're not going to score or score a lot of goals. I mean, and it's going to be what you give up. I mean, the less you give up, the easier it is to, you know, get one, or the, you know, you don't have to worry about scoring 10 goals. You know, can score you know, 2 goals to win a hockey game. And as we go forward, we're going to play in a lot tighter games, but it's also good for our confidence for some guys to score. But that goals against and playing good defense is going to be vital. And you know, I like where we're at as far as that goes.
All right, we'll take a break. More coming up. We'll talk about the big Winter Carnival Series against Bemidji State, and we'll also talk about what else happened in the WCHA over the weekend. And getting to your questions very soon, DJ@themix93.com. The Mel Pearson Show continues right after this.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5 Monday through Friday, noon till 4 Saturday. The public is always welcome. The Silverado 1500 was built to be strong. Strong enough to be named North American Truck of the Year. And now they're getting even stronger with two more ways to flex more muscle. The new 2015 Silverado 2500 Heavy Duties. Both come with available Allison Transmission and Duramax Diesel. Legendary names backed by over 100 billion miles of real world experience. Strong just got stronger. Stop by Kissel Chevy in Calumet and see Charlie, Dave, or Mario.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Hi, I'm Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, we can help you put together an insurance package that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. As an independent agency that represents many insurance companies, the Turvo Agency offers more choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Bob Franti, or agents Jeff Mickish or Teresa Stahoviak a call and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
Bemidji State is the opponent this weekend. The Huskies will battle against the Beavers in the annual Winter Carnival Series. Bemidji State beat Bowling Green and tied Bowling Green over the weekend. One of the hottest teams right now, not just in the WCHA, but in the country. The Bemidji State playing really well and really good right now, Coach. And a scary team coming in here.
Well, no question. I mean, they're a good team. We saw them earlier in the year, and you know, I thought they outplayed us in both games, but Jamie Phillips was